Reducing food waste. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, in our previous reports, we've taken a close look at food waste and its economic, environmental, and production impacts. As while most of us think of food waste as the various science projects that may be sitting in our refrigerator, the losses are also at the retail and restaurant level. As Acting Undersecretary Michael Skuse points out that some of the issue could stem from portion size.
If you go to the restaurants, look at the portions that were currently being served, and then how much of that is left on that plate that goes back to a kitchen, that goes back into a disposal, we need to take a look at just what our portion size actually is.
But Elise Golan with the USDA's Office of the Chief Economist says at least on the retail side, there has been efforts to curb food waste.
And manufacturers and retailers, many of them, have gotten very savvy about taking foods off the shelf before that sell-by date, which actually has nothing to do with the safety of the food or the wholesomeness of the food. It's just maybe a better quality. And then donate it to pantries and soup kitchens and donation outlets throughout the country. And that is phenomenal. That has really put a lot of food on people's tables throughout this country.
And a recently announced U.S. Food Waste Challenge hopes to continue those efforts with a wide range of activities and partners to ultimately reduce food waste. Be sure to stay tuned for more information on the challenge and its goals. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.